We have a beautiful, beautiful station here. Oh, it's heavenly. Back to you.
Yeah, we must have doubled. I said I was switching to 7.5, and I have done so.
Well, silly me. I'm receiving you in 7.5, but I transmitted only in 4. But that's good. If you were receiving in the wider bandwidth, that'll give me a nice comparison of how it sounds in 4 with respect to 5. Now, over.
Okay. What are you transmitting in at the moment?
Oh, I stand corrected. I said 5. I meant to say the 7.5, but to squeak you a little bit more, I pushed it to 10. So you might see me going a little bit beyond 10, but I'm receiving you in 7.5. That does seem to be about the optimum, as you've said before. Many times I've tried it. Although on such a quiet day like today, maybe you could transmit to me in 10 and I could receive you in 10.
I think we should both stay at 7.5. There's somebody talking down around 10 kilohertz below us, at least at my location, so I don't want to interfere with them.
Okay, well, this will have given a short sample of how I am at 10, and I can't tell a difference on that, but it's minor. So I'll revert back to 7 and continue my talk time here on 10 so that on your recording I'm able to make an assessment between the two. Here I go. Now I've reduced myself to 7.5. Could you tell a difference? Over.
Well, since my receiver was at 7.5 at all times, it sounds exactly the same.
Roger. We could do this test another time. The other test I'd like to do is up on 40 meters. I think you might be amazed how I've chased that RF demon away. Might have been several demons. I'm still half awake. I've been having exhaustion for about the last 2 days. I mean, I can barely even send an email. I was wondering about your email to the ARRL, and then about an hour ago I heard birdies go off, and it took me that long to be able to look at the computer. I was so tired, so I might sound a little whacked out and have a lower voice. By the way, how is it sounding on your end? Over.
It sounds good. There, I don't hear any distortion. I don't hear any RF ingress. So basically, it sounds good. I mean, perhaps there's a little bit more mid-range than is exactly to my taste, but it's still a pleasant sound. I have no problem with it. Is the 80 hertz control on the rotary equalizer set to flat?
It's a notch away from being vertical, so it's counterclockwise a little more than you'd like. But that's I've tested it a lot, and it seems to be perfect for 7.5, and if I go to 10 or above, I just put it vertical. But it's, I have a progressive system in my mind, and even on Liberty Nets now, I'm putting it at the 9 o'clock position. Don't know if you've listened to my local recording on that and the interview with Joel Karsten, but my voice did have a lot more bass. By comparison, I had less than they had, but nonetheless, it's an improvement in the right direction. I need these recordings back from you to assess in narrower bandwidth how I sound on Liberty Net. So I'm trying to do a balance. And I'm trying to exploit the flexibility of the Flex Radio. In other words, it's not throwing away $10,000 worth of value. It's simply making it what it needs to be for the particular environment. And of course, I'm stopping far short of becoming a contester with that despicable audio. N2IRJ.
WB4AIO. Well, I think I think it would sound better with the bass flat, but it sounds okay now. It's pleasant. I need to get a drink, so you can make a long N2IRJ type transmission. And I will go get some refreshment because I haven't eaten or drunk anything since I got up almost 2 hours ago, and the throat is dry. And those insulators have shipped, by the way. So the ones that screw into the wooden surface. I don't know if we're going to use those or not. If we use those, it will require the services of a tree climber. But you said you wanted to have them available just in case we decide to do it that way. So they are on their way. And to IRJ in central New Jersey, WB4AIO, high in the Allegheny Mountains.
Well, I cranked in more bass, not just for you, but for us. I'll be hearing this recording, and I'll be able to evaluate myself. If it sounds good to my ear in this wider bandwidth with the higher mid-range, you know, sort of compensating, it might end up being my new setting. Once I get everything perfected in my mind, I do plan on using the super glue method, at least in my mind. I'll stop short of doing it mechanically on the Behringer, and I'm ready to give that long transmission. Maybe you've already gone to get your drink. If you don't respond in about 5 seconds, I'll assume you've gone, and I'll give my long into IRJ style histrionics about my life the last 24 hours. Over. Nothing heard on 3990 kilohertz lower single sideband on this Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. Current time 9:07. That's in the morning, 9 hours and 0 minutes. Wednesday morning. I am going to talk to you a little more about the date, the significance of that when you return. But for the, as I phrased before, the histrionics aspect, I'll tell you about my suffering with Sprint, my cellular company. By the way, I do hear the ferrite beads rattling in the background, hopefully not loudly enough to come off through the microphone like before, but I still do need to fix that better. We'll have another QSO in the future and test that new setting. But anyway, I received an email a few weeks ago saying that my cellular phone was going to get cut off for non-payment. It was a couple months behind. So I contacted the credit card company, which of course wasted an hour of my life, and compared notes with the email to discover that what Sprint was complaining about was a credit card that has been dead for about 5 years. So anyway, they, according to the credit card company, I mean, confirming it, they have been systematically been charging me each month automatically out of my other credit card. Yeah, the first one was a Visa, this one's a MasterCard. So they have been getting their money, but suddenly their computer burped, thinking that they were only charging me on the Visa, and you know, they seemingly knew nothing about this current MasterCard that's been getting charged for at least over a year. And that's been verified. So anyway, I tried calling customer service, which is *2, and that put me straight to phone hell. And there is a really funny ending to this story. That's why I'm giving you the build-up, the finale. You're not going to believe. But in fact, I don't even believe it, but I'm telling you what's really unfolded. So anyway, I call there, and it won't let me progress and talk to a human being. It first insists that I make payment on my overdue account, and I tried every possible workaround, and again, I wasted maybe about 14 minutes there. Finally, I hung up and tried various other combinations, saying agent, saying the other word. I can't think of the other word. There's agent, representative, yeah, that's it, representative. None of that stuff worked. I hit zero, tried Octothorpe, you name it. And so finally I decided to call in after now about 35 minutes of fighting, with no other number, mind you, you know, to call in on. And I ended up lying I said to them through their digital punch in there, you know, the DTMF tones, that I was a new customer. I wanted to pay more money. I wanted to become of the Sprint family. So that let me get through to a human being. I figured that would work, because if they knew that there's money to be had, that they'd let me bypass phone jail and collect my $200. Or at least they'd be able to collect my $200. So, anyway, I got to a humanoid. Don't know if it was a human being, but this Jenna I spoke to, who I had to give the whole song and dance to, because they just could not comprehend the dilemma on hand. That was hell in and of itself. But the agreement was that she would switch me over to consumer affairs, who could handle this problem. Yes, not an issue. It was a real problem. Bona fide, I swear to you. So anyway, I get connected over there to consumer affairs. And by the way, I have long ago learned to ask in advance, what is the telephone number there so I can call direct? And of course, I'm being told there is none. But eventually, I did yank two phone numbers out of them. And later on, I did have to revert to that. And of course, that ended up being a failure, too. It was just equivalent to the asterisk 2. So I had to fight that game again and again. So I started off with Jenna, went through John. And, well, actually, I went through someone first in consumer affairs. And guess what? After a long hold, I get this operator-type woman. It sounded like she was some kind of a vast call center with all these other people talking in the background, like a telemarketer center, but maybe even worse than that. It was more like Wall Street trader shouting. And I don't know if it was cross-connected, but we couldn't communicate. I said, it was tying up the squelch. I mean, I'm screaming into my phone, the cellular one, trying to break through. But her side was so loud, she could almost never hear me. I could just get a few words through. And she finally recognized, and she said, no, the noise is not on my end. And I said, quiet room here. And she just says, call back. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to go through this ordeal again. Maybe it was some kind of cross-circuiting on their fault, on their side. But, you know, this cacophony, I did have to call back and repeat the 40-minute process of hell, this time with John. And finally, that failed. And I guess I'll save you all the agony of why. And eventually, I ended up with Jackie. And it turns out that Jackie, for the third time, I had to explain it all, so I'm now up to about an hour and a half on the phone. And she goes, it turns out, I said to her, I cannot understand you. I just really tried. And I said to her, basically, she spoke Japanese, apparently, some kind. It sounded like that anyway, and very little English. And I really, 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 you know, as bad as the cellular phone reception and all is, her voice was actually about 80% of the problem. The cellular phone was maybe 20% at most. The other 80% was I just couldn't understand her. So I tried saying that to her, and she just kept repeating the canned phrase, you very kind individual, very understanding, and I thank you. Because she apparently did understand that it was her accent that was blocking that communication. Well, that went to hell in a handbasket, too. So finally, I went through the procedure again. Now, maybe up to 2 hours, 15 minutes. I dramatically underestimated when I first told you how quickly I pulled this off. I think I maybe said it was a 90-minute waste of time. It was far more than that, especially if you combine the credit card call. N2IRJ here, by the way. And I ended up with Diane. And Diane said, yes, ma'am, I'll be happy to help you. And I said, oh, my name is Martin. And she goes, yes, miss, what can I help you with? So anyway, throughout the entire call, no matter how hard I tried to convince her otherwise, she kept calling me ma'am and miss and all that stuff. And I just rolled my eyes here thinking, well, the old phrase, you can't make this stuff up. So finally, she said, oh, the problem is you're an Everything Plus customer. You're not just a regular customer. You see, the origin of my membership with them traces back to an employee who used to work for them, so I get everything plus. Yeah, I get the royal treatment, and that's the plus part. And not just the baseline harassment and poor service. So anyway, she goes, you have to call a different number, you know. But long story short, went through all that crap, but I was still hooked up with Diane, and she just would not cooperate and just pick up where it left off and admit to their mistake, really. Although I insisted that she put in writing their mistake so I'd never get accused of being a deadbeat, not paying bills on time. She claims she put that in the computer, and she gives me a confirmation number, which was 09141Z, and then I get an email later with a totally different one, no letter in it, and, you know, about 9 digits long, and nothing, again, matched up. And I'm saying to her, you know, I better not get double charged here, because since you're already automatically pulling out of this credit card for the last year, and now you're forcing me against my will to re-sign up, saying that's the only mechanism of relief. I'm very leery about that. So then she gives me this legal disclaimer, where I'm starting all over from scratch, and I lose all my rights of what I once had, and, you know, I can get charged, and there's no relief mechanism for me after that. It's a one-way decision set in stone and all this and that, and says, do you agree? And I said, no, I do not. And she goes, well, you don't have to accept. See, they don't tell you that up front. They make you think that you have to abide by their rules. And I said, no, I want to continue on. This call is being recorded, apparently. What I said to you from the get-go still holds true. And so there was a fight on my hands there. Now, the outcome is this. I got an email saying that my account has been reactivated. They're not cutting me off. And she, you know, gives me this confirmation number, which doesn't correspond to anything else, claiming that all is okay again. But my next 3 hours of wasted life will probably be dealing with them and the credit card company for dual charging. So anyway, I also reminded her there are two phones there, mind you, two phones. I mean, don't confuse yourself by charging one phone to one credit card and the other to the other one. I mean, I'm trying to think of all the possible mistakes that they're capable of making, because there are certain constants in this universe besides the speed of light in space, and that is sprint screwing up. Oh, the final punchline. Oh, I kid you not, it is true. Remember when I got trapped in phone hell and I couldn't get to a human being? I mean, this is like after, like, maybe what, an hour and 10 minutes of fighting again and again and again, even portraying myself as being a new customer and all that so I could get through the gatekeeping. And I even said to them about that. I said, I knew that was a way to circumvent the system. The minute Sprint thought that there was more money in it for them, then they would let me talk. And they chuckled on the other end. And I ended up with the sales department. Unfortunately, they weren't empowered to deal with credit cards and all that stuff. They had to put it over to the new purchase department, all that happy noise. Well, guess what? I figured after saying agent and representative and all these other things, and it didn't work. Earlier on in the conversation, before I wasted about 5 iterations of DTMF button pushing, I figured, you know what, I'm going to be like a common person. I'm going to give them some 4-letter words. So I used 4-letter words, and I think you probably have a clue about the one that initial starts with my last name. And anyway, after I freaked out for only about 4 seconds, suddenly the computer goes, you will be connected to an agent immediately, or something to that effect. It's like, I don't believe it. In their vast foresight, did they actually figure that someone might get pissed off enough to freak out and start giving them the cuss dictionary like a drunken sailor? And they had an algorithm in there to detect one or more of the classical words. And if you did that, you'd get through. And that's finally how I won. I kid you not, that's how I finally got through to my friend Diane, my fellow feminine colleague, at least in her mind. I'm telling you, I would even tell her, I said, I'm a man. And she just would say, yes, ma'am. How can I help you, miss? It's like she wasn't listening. So, is that a long enough transmission to evaluate my new audio with the extended bass? N2IRJ, over.
Well, Well, Marty, N2YRJ, WB4AIO. I'd say that was about 20 times longer than I needed. way. When I said a long transmission, I meant like a minute would be enough for me to go get a drink, not... And you, I think you needed to have the automatic ID timer on there, by the way, which I don't think you did. This is WB4AIO. But I will let you know. Let me put my headphones on. Stand by a second. I will let you know how it sounds just by this easy expedient.
Being heard on 3990 kilohertz lower single sideband on this Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. Current time 9:07. That's in the morning, 9 hours and 0 minutes. Wednesday morning. I am going to talk to you a little more about the date, the significance of that when you return. But for the, as I phrased before, the histrionics aspect, I'll tell you about my suffering with Sprint, my cellular company.
So there you go. You can hear what you sound like, and probably you can detect there's really not a lot of bass in there. I actually think your new microphone is bass shy compared to the other microphone. I'm surprised at that result, but that seems to be what I'm detecting. And I don't know about the obscene words detection algorithm. It might actually be a shouting detecting algorithm, or it might just be a coincidence that that your shouting and cursing happened to coincide with some timer or something. I really don't know. I don't know, and I don't care. Those things are just absolute living hell to go through. I hate ever dealing with customer service at any company. It's all about shaving pennies. Everything is about shaving pennies. The company these days, the way our system is set up in this country, if you can shave a few tiny percentage points off of the cost of doing something, you make billions of dollars. And if you fail to shave a few tiny percentage points off the cost of doing what you're doing, then you go out of business. And so this kind of behavior is rewarded to not only employ non-Americans because they'll work for cheap, these call centers in these third world countries, but any way of absolutely maximizing your wait time so that they don't have to talk to you for more than 1 millisecond more than necessary to absolutely minimize the number of employees, even third world employees, they have to have. And that's the way it works under our current system, and it's disgusting. WB4AIO.
N2IRJ here with my friend back.
N2IRJ.
There you go. Boy, the volume, the power output wasn't very high on her voice. I'll try it again.
N2IRJ.
I'll find out from you how that came over. And yes, I'm in perfect agreement with you, except for one thing. It's not customer service, it's customer disservice. But other than that, everything else you said was true. And I do want to give you back a sample of your audio, too, the same way. Let me ask you first, does it show up on my recording? I forget, there's something that doesn't show up on my recording, unless I think I pot up the external speakers and then it's a bad version. I think it's the playback on the recording, which I did of your voice here. Is that right? So in other words, if I wanted to show up on my Audacity, I need to pot up my Sony's. Is that true?
That's true, but it's not necessary. I don't care about hearing, you know, the recording is for me, right? So I don't care about hearing that on the recording, the speaker to mic stuff, so don't even bother.
Well, what I'm wondering is if I do speaker to mic like that and it shows up on my recording, is that going to screw up what you hear? I don't think so. It'll be okay for you. I think you told me it cuts off.
That's right. When you are playing the internal recorder, all of your external audio is cut off. Your voice cannot be heard.
Okay, even though you said not, what you said was so prophetic, here goes, and I'll be able to hear it on your recording, and I'll be able to mentally compare that to mine. Here goes.
Dome is set up in this country.
if you can shave a few tiny percentage points off of the cost of doing something, you make billions of dollars. And if you fail to shave a few tiny percentage points off the cost of doing what you're doing, then you go out of business. And so this kind of behavior is rewarded to not only employ non-Americans because they'll work for cheap, these call centers in these third world countries, but any way of absolutely maximizing your wait time so that they don't have to talk to you for more than 1 millisecond more than necessary to absolutely minimize the number of employees, even third world employees, they have to have. And that's the way it works and under our current system. It's disgusting. WB4AI.
And this is M2IRJ, and by the way, probably you already know this from how you sounded on playback, but you've been giving me a decent signal here. Every bit of an S9 and probably more. I'll give you a reading next door around. Back to you.
The band is dropping out. You started out strong, almost 15 over 9 on this last transmission, but you ended at S8, so... Propagation is changing, and I don't know if it's permanently going out or if it's just in a temporary fade. WB4AIO.
I anticipated this, not answering your email fast enough because of my tiredness, and the same holds true here. When I unkeyed to my disappointment, not to my surprise, you're down to an S6, and the noise floor is a healthy S4. That's a bit high for daytime, but it'll settle down to be quieter in a little while. Of course, only local propagation will be possible then on this band. But anyway, we could try 40 meters, and I do need to talk to you about something serious and important, too, involving an imminent crash of this PC. So I sent it to you in an email about a week ago, maybe, and you probably didn't see it, but we really do need to talk about it. Do you want to go up to 40 meters and try there, or over?
No, I've got to get out of here in 15 minutes, so let's try to talk about your problem right now.
I was hoping for the 40 because I wanted to do the RFI test, but the problem is this. I'll go to computer and look at the hard disks, and I'm fine with drive D. Plenty of free space, mostly free space, but the other one, drive C, is now turned from blue to red. Danger. Only 26 gigabytes free of 931. It's almost filled up. I'm going to start having major problems soon. I think one of the reasons is this problem I said to you about an email that I was hoping you could guide me back out of, and those are the MP3 Skype calls. When I do them, I was saying to you how it's probably doing it in stereophonic and, you know, 320,000 whatever, you know, bits, or, you know what I'm saying, really, really high quality. It doesn't need to be that high for one of those calls. And I needed to learn how to readjust that down. But I don't want to really delete what's in there either. So it seems like it's more urgent that we get this hard drive deal done too. Over.
Well, have you done what I suggested and used a space sniffer to find out what's taking up all the space?
No, I forgot its name and I don't remember how to use it, but I could do that and get back to you, or I could even do it live if that's possible right now. Over.
Well, just go to Space Sniffer. I think I sent you the link to download it, or maybe I sent you the program itself. It's been several weeks now, so I don't remember for sure. But just go to Space Sniffer and run the program on Drive C, and after a few minutes, it will take a few minutes because it reads every single file, you will have a graphical representation of boxes and boxes within boxes that will show you graphically, that you can see in just an instant by looking at it, which are the big boxes, and the big boxes will be the ones that have the folders that have the most, that are taking up the most space on your drive. And just in an instant looking at it, you'll be able to tell what the offending program or programs are.
I never understood how to interpret those blocks, but I'll tell you what the outcome is. You actually did it while you were here, so fortunately I was able to find it and started, and it's underway right now. Over.
Okay, great. By the way, your signal came back up. It's still not super strong, but it's above S9, and it's clear and clean.
Yeah, you went up to almost S7 that time.
I hear a W4IDD mobile in there.
Well, I thought Kevin was going to respond first, but I will. Hi there, W4ITG, Mobile, N2IRJ here, Marty. I'm located in New Jersey, in the central part, about 20 miles from the Atlantic Ocean. And I'm a 40-meter mobile operator myself, so I appreciate the constraints you're under, not having an antenna long enough, and yet I'm still hearing you. Over. Oh, thanks a lot there, W4ITG. We're running an extended and enhanced single sideband. If you're operating a conventional amateur radio, our signal will actually be probably a little bit weaker and less dense. But if you're still hearing us, that's fine. I'm actually transmitting to you in 7,500 hertz bandwidth. The radios typically receive 2,400, maybe 2,700 with a substitute crystal, maybe 3,000. My Yaesu at Musin, I modified to be that way. But when conditions are good enough, it's really wonderful to have a full fidelity QSO, and, you know, when the band is unpopulated like it is right now. Are you saying that you're not in Foreland? When you said 80, I'm thinking, is that Pennsylvania? Where are you exactly? Over?
Into IRJ.
Well, thanks for clarifying that. I am from Pennsylvania originally, near Pittsburgh. The city is called Johnstown. Being a trucker, maybe you go back far enough to have transported steel from when the steel mills were still existing. I mean, they still, I guess, exist a little bit, the Johnstown Corporation, namely, but before that there was U.S. Steel, Bethlehem Steel, and so forth. Yeah, Kevin is there. I'll turn it over to him. He's near those steel cities. Take it away, Kevin.
Yeah, okay. N2IRJ, W4ITG, WB4AI. Oh, yes, I'm in western PA, in the countryside, not too far from Johnstown. Basically east of town, some miles, and you're coming in very weakly. Every now and then I get a burst of local noise here. I think it's from the power lines. And when the power line noise comes on, it completely covers your signal, I'm afraid. But when the power line noise is not on, you are just a tiny, tiny bit above the ambient noise on the band at the moment. So I think you said something about Piscataway, New Jersey, and something about central Pennsylvania. So I'm not sure which is your location now as your mobile and which is your QTH, or if I've confused everything because I'm not hearing you well. But that's the story here in the Allegheny Mountains of western PA, where we've had lots of snow, but today the temperature has actually edged above freezing. I think it's going to go back below freezing over the next few days, but today it's an anomaly. We're above freezing, and the snow is drip, drip, dripping and melting, and it actually seems like it's very wet outside today. So there you go. Marty, has the space sniffer stopped running, and has it shown you where the culprits are?
Well, it seemingly has stopped, although about every 7 seconds, it seems to reload itself. It blinks, but everything stays the same. I'm looking at it now. I don't know how to interpret it. There's a big pink block in front of me saying music, 653 gigabytes, and then underneath that it says PC user 709 gigabytes, then under that user 709 gigabytes, and then under that C back Virgil 800 gigabytes. Does that mean anything to you? And off to the right there are little blue boxes of stuff too, over.
I tell you what, I'm going to have to go in less than 10 minutes, so I'll have to be off of here. But why don't you send me a screenshot of what you see? Maximize the program if it can be maximized so it's as big as possible to give me as much detail as possible. And then make a screenshot of it and send it to me as a PNG file, and then I'll see what you see and I can give you some advice. N2IRJ and W4ITG, WB4AIO.
All I know how to use is the snippet tool. I don't know how to take a screenshot. I mean, if I maximize, it won't let me use the snipping tool. I think that's its name. Over.
Now, I'm sure it will still let you use it if you maximize it. Just maximize it and then use the snipping tool. The snipping tool is the best way to get a screenshot. There are other ways, but snipping tool is great. Just send it to me, yeah.
I have tried that before. Whenever I maximize anything, like a YouTube in particular, I absolutely cannot use snipping tool. Whereas with the Macintosh computer, the Apple, it permitted me to do so by way of a different program. Over.
Well, full screen and maximize are two different things. Full screen on YouTube is not the same as maximize, so you won't have that problem.
Okay, I'll give that a try, and I'll send it back to W4ITG. And Kevin's under a time constraint. He has to run. So anyway, I'll make my transmission short here. I don't have a super strong copy on you, but I think I'm copying more of what you're saying than what Kevin is. So anyway, did you have any dealings with Johnstown, Pennsylvania? Over.
I hear another conversation in there now.
I don't. Okay, Marty back, and Piscataway, New Jersey. Your home QTH is just north of mine. You spoke of great adventure. I'm just within a few miles of that place. If you go down from Great Adventure eastbound on 537 to the intersection of where the four gas stations used to be, it's down to about two gas stations now. From that location, if you go 2 miles south on 571, that's my house. In fact, all I need to do is sort of go westward through people's yards, and like within a half a mile, I'm into the wildlife safari, and if you peek through the fence, you can see the wild animals there. Yeah, it's pretty neat too about Scalp Avenue. We know the same place. I spent my life there, so I definitely know Scalp Avenue. I know about the wire, and I know about the rest of the story. So that's a neat small world. If we can't make our QSO here very long right now, you can find me on 3995 typically. I'm there usually three times a week, Saturday nights before 10 p.m. and on Wednesdays and Sundays. I do the Liberty Net and the midweek Liberty Net on Wednesday and the Survival Net. Actually, when I say do it, I mean record it and stream it. But anyway, you know, you can email me or anything too if you ever want to chat. And I'll put it over to Kevin. He might need to leave, and I'll try to do this screenshot in a hurry right here. Actually, Kevin, there are two things. There's a space sniffer log console with warnings, and then there's the actual one that's colored. You can let me know if you want that one, or both, maybe. Over.
Sure, send me two separate screenshots of each one, and that would be fine. The only one I want maximized is the one with all the boxes. And there was I could not hear W4ITG's words that time. I could tell he was talking, but propagation is doing something very strange, and there's a another QSO from far away. It's just barely at the noise level too, but another QSO from far away has sort of drifted in, and I can hear that other conversation mixing in with his words. Very, very strange things the band does in the mid morning hours here on 75.
Did you hear that, W4ITG? I didn't get your name. I didn't look you up. I could you tell me your name again? Thank you. And the band did take a dip right when it told me your name, and then it came back up again. So you two are hearing some other QSO, which I am not. I'm listening on a westward pointing beverage, so maybe it's coming from someplace other than that. What did you say your name again is, W4ITG, over? Got it, Mark. Got it. And my name is Marty. We both have M initials in the first place. Kevin, I did get a screenshot of the colored portion, and I'm not going to try to find the rest. I had to drag it off the screen, and now I have to find it, but I think I'll be able to do so. Over to you, Kevin.
Okay, great. I'll look for that. I'm going to have to get off, though, any minute now. But I will look for that, and I will give you my opinion of it after studying it. That's a very, very good tool. I was able to, when I started running out of disk space on more than one occasion in my life, I used that tool to find out what the culprits were, and then I discovered that some of these very large files were things I didn't really need and was never going to reference or use again, so I deleted a large number of them. And then I also discovered that a large number of them were things that I really just needed to have as an archive. I certainly did not need regular access to them, so I offloaded them onto portable storage, which I can just keep in my closet somewhere and doesn't even have to be connected to the computer, but if I ever need it, I can connect it. So, and then I can free up huge amounts, huge swaths of drive space and be nowhere near having to worry about running out of space. And I predict that you'll probably find yourself in the same condition. WB4AIO.
I hope so. I'm looking here, and just as I had feared, the Danger Digital Readout stuff is gone. So how do I get that back? It's the text stuff.
Well, if you, I don't know, because I don't remember how to do that. It's been many months since I've used the program. Just don't worry about that. Just send me the big one with the squares, and I can figure it out from there.
Okay, do you want a screenshot of the red alert of the hard drive space being so low? You know, whereas normally it's blue and it shows how, you know, the ratios. Well, it still does, but it's turned red now. It's getting so critical.
No, I don't need that. That your verbal description of that gives me all the information I could possibly get from that.
Okay, then I'll ship this off to you, and we can have a QSO later. It would be neat if you could come back, even if just for short order on 40 later in the day. Maybe we could do testing there. That would be nice. I do realize you're under constraints. Yeah, Mark, Kevin is a busy man. And of course, I sure get pulled in many directions as well. And with all the miles you put on, geez, how many miles are you up to now? A million? Well, probably way beyond a million miles if you've been trucking all these years. Over? band took a fade. I heard you say your mileage and about 125,000 a year, I think, and then the total amount was, I think, over 2 million. I heard you say Scalp Avenue. Since the band is leaving us, I'll just say real quickly, extended single sideband is high fidelity. When band conditions are proper, such as quietness and no one nearby, and it's just wide open spaces, it's possible to sound actually far better than a conventional radio station on AM. I can go out to 20,000 hertz bandwidth, and the human voice goes out to mostly a little bit under 10,000, a little bit over in sibilance, and you know, music of course goes even higher than that. But it is so enjoyable. It is so peaceful. It's nothing like restricted amateur radio FM. It's far, far superior to that. And also, there's scientific experimentation being done, of all places, by a man in southern New Jersey. My neighbor just maybe 30 miles south of me here, AC2IQ, and he's come up with a system of linearization and pre-distortion compensation, and it makes it hold it in tighter, and it's more neighborly. It makes less, almost actually virtually about zero splatter. You know how some people get on band and you can hear them splattering and messing up other QSOs? Well, this completely eliminates that, so you can have wider bandwidth and still not bother anybody, and it also gives you more talk power. The energy that ordinarily would have been wasted in other places as intermodulation distortion out of the passband is put back in the passband to be used constructively. Over, Mark.
Hey, guys, I got to get out of here, so I'm going to sign out. 73, nice to meet you, Mark, and have fun on your mobile. I wish I could hear you a little bit better, but daytime on 75 is probably not optimal for mobile communication, but real nice to hear you, and congratulations on all those miles, and I'm also familiar with Scalp Avenue. I've gone up and down it many times, so it's got a couple of big hills on it. You have to watch out in the icy, slushy conditions on that street and all the other streets that run off of it, too. It's a city, that's a city of hills, a lot like Juneau, Alaska, where I grew up, so have to watch out for the sliding tires. 73, Marty, I'll look at the email you send me. I hope to get it shortly, and I've got to make a phone call right away. So 73, and good luck in the contest. W4ITG and N2IRJ, this is WB4AIO. High in the Allegheny Mountains of Western Pennsylvania, saying 73, and bye-bye.
I'll send it to you, Mark, to say your farewells to Kevin. Hey, Kevin, if you could keep your recording running, and I'm going to reduce my bandwidth for the advantage of Mark, but I'll be able to hear how I sound both ways then, okay? Roger, you probably will think that I sound better now. You might not notice any difference, but I certainly shouldn't sound worse. But I've changed. I'm no longer in ESSB mode. And for a rig as yours, this more narrow bandwidth will probably actually sound more penetrating. Can you tell any difference? Over. That is correct. They might have moved over time, but when I lived in Johnstown, Kanzati's was right on 56 there, right out of Winbur, and at the intersection there, I think, of Schoolhouse Road, where that goes up way far into the mountains there where the schools are located, Richland School District. And that's pretty neat. We really we really should hook up again. I hope we can hook up again and email me and get in contact. That would be great. I'd like to talk to you more. I have another trucking buddy on frequency here. His call sign is N4ZN. He's a Virgil, too. He lives in New York State now, but I used to talk to him a lot. And also, I have another friend out of Ward Trucking. He used to be in Johnstown, but he's now in Greensburg. So I have a, you know, trucking friends, and I'd like to hear your trucking
N2
stories, too.
IRJ.
Oh, there goes my automatic ID, N2IRJ. Back to you, Mark. Every dollar. I know what that's about. It's horrible. I fortunately am not fighting the trucking aspect anymore and driving. I mean, I used to drive a school bus too, 72 passenger. But what really hurts is coming back to New Jersey after Thanksgiving vacation. It is locked up for an easy 6 hours from coming up from the south. I'm talking over the bridges there to say, well, I'm at exit 7A. So to get 7 exits, it takes me like 6 hours. It is bumper to bumper. So after having that happen about 3 times consistently, I made a rule to my relatives. I said, I will never travel again to Virginia, West Virginia, or any other place and have to come back up the New Jersey Turnpike right after Thanksgiving because the coming home traffic is so bad. We have to stage it a little before, a little after. I just won't deal with it. Over. I'm glad you filled me in. That 200 watts is working for you. Back in my day of doing it, and still in the car that I have with the HF in, it was a maximum of 100, but I beefed it up with an SGC power cube in the trunk, hooked up with heavy gauge wire to the battery. I think I used something like 2-aught. It was really thick wire to keep the voltage drop down. Plus, I beefed up the amp to about 700 watts. I kept it clean, though. You know, I didn't go so nuts to be inhospitable to other people on the band. But anyway, that put out very nicely. I tried many antennas. Initially, I tried just a commonplace Hustler, even with the big resonator, and it worked, but it wasn't all that great, so I ended up making my own. I started off with a spring welded on a system where it went up through the car's left rear-mounted AM-FM radio antenna. It looked really neat. It looked factory. Used a Teflon standoff that was cylindrical in shape and contoured to the body. It looked so neat. I painted it to match the car. And then I went to an even better system where I had a custom on spring made, which was thicker,
longer, more inductance, narrower spacing, extraordinarily stiff. You can't find one of those out of a McMaster car or Granger or any other place like that. This had to be custom made, and then I got it welded and put the stainless steel whip on it, and oh baby, did that thing perform on 40 meters. And the Tar Heel antenna, I heard about for years. I've heard others use them, and each time it seems that the signal coming in is really good. So apparently that particular one does radiate as well as it possibly can, you know, considering that it does have to run on restricted length too. The efficiency must be up there. So it's really wonderful that I am able to hear you under these circumstances. It's so late in the day on this band. I mean, this band alone, I mean, I keep saying 40 meters. We've been on 75 meters this whole time. And, I mean, for 75 this time of day especially, it's just incredible. It's almost 10 in the morning here on Wednesday, March 4th, 2015. And I mention this because I'm doing a test recording of my audio. I had RF ingress problems here, and Kevin was recording it on his end. I'm recording it on this end here. In fact, one day, if we hook up, I could even give you the recording and could hear yourself. I mean, the signal is down. You might be disappointed, but considering the situation. Bet you if we went over to 40 meters, though, it would pick up. Do you have that ability, or is that a hassle for you to switch over to 40 meters? Over? Yes, it is. That would work perfectly. And were you saying it is hard or not? In the beginning, I thought you said it was hard, like maybe you have to retune the antenna and stuff. But then at the end, it sounded like you said it would be easy. I know a place to go. We could start up around 30. We could go up to maybe 7280. I mean, I don't want to infringe on the AM window there. It's from 7280. Actually, I will be infringing a little, but I'll go on lower sideband. Probably right around there it might be clear. If you want, I could go there real briefly and look and then come right back. It's easy for me to do because I'm on a base station. Plus, I have this panoramic adapter. I'm talking to you from a software-defined radio where I can see the screen and I can see where the activity is anywhere on the band there with the panoramic adapter. Over.
Check out 40 meters and let me know what you find, and then it'll just take a minute to switch down to there. It's just got to adjust the antenna down and kind of fine-tune it. But go ahead, and I'll catch you in a little bit. N2IRJ, W4ITG, I'll be standing by here.
Roger, Mark. On my mobile system, I used an SGC tuner. It was for maritime use. I think it was called an SGC-230. It was made for 500 watts, and I could push a button. It would retune in under 15 seconds, but I do realize that it can be a pain if you have to go out and change resonators and all that. I wouldn't want to put you through all that. I'll be right back. I'll check for you. You should hear back from me in less than a minute. I'll be right back. N2IRJ.
Okay, very good. W4ITG.
Back to you, Mark. 7.287, 7.287. I'm being a little bit naughty, getting so close into the AM windows, but at the moment, there's a QSO that's far enough away that we won't be interfering with them, so if we go to that frequency, it should be okay. And by the way, your email just came in. I haven't had a chance to open it, but I will, but first I want to find out if you heard what I just said, which frequency. Over.
That's Roger, 7287, 7287, Roger.
That's a roger, roger on 7287. If we lose contact, maybe I'll just hook back up with you over email, and then we could set up a future queue. So, but in theory, I think we should hear each other at least equally well. Maybe we'll get lucky, and it'll be a little better. Before you go, I'll just state, I'm impressed seeing your big red transport. Wow, that's pretty looking. I see your capacitive load on top, and I see that you modified the vertical element for clearance, I think, unless it comes that way from Tar Heel, I'm not sure. That is really neat. That's amazing. I guess you have a good ground to the cab there, so you have a good ground plane, and there's your call sign, Mark. And the doggy in the window. Oh, my wife will like seeing that. She's an amateur radio operator, too, NTGTT. And in the front view, you're a badass. You drive a Kenworth, a KW. Okay, and it's a kilowatt. It's more than a kilowatt, let's say that. N2RJ, QSY up to 7287. If it's busy, we can just meet up there ever so quickly. And then QSY a little, wherever, but okay, I'm QSY up there to 7287 kilohertz. N2RJ, QSY. W4IGG, this is N2IRJ. I have been monitoring here for about 10 minutes at least, and the frequency has been clear. Like I said, I didn't want to infringe upon the AM window, and normally I wouldn't even operate up this high, but for short order, and since no one is really up there close enough for me to be bothering them too much, I'll recommend it all according to my panoramic adapter. I am transmitting to you here deliberately long, so that you can home in on me, Mark. So this is N2IRJ, Jackson, New Jersey, calling W4ITG, Virgil 3. I think you're still in Pennsylvania. Actually, I should probably say Virgil M3, your mobile, in that nice Kenworth. Standing by for your reply, over. You know what, Mark, I think I heard you in there, and I guess I made a mistake. I thought that it would be better on 40 meters, but I can barely hear you now. If I think that was you, over. I think I'm picking up the timbre of your voice, but I can't make out a single word. I originally said that we'd clear if we couldn't mate up here, but if it's not too much trouble, and you don't have to. I mean, I'll just go down there myself. I'll go back to our original frequency of 3990 so I can sign off with you there. I'll try one more time. You can try me here on 40, and if I can't pull you out, then I'll revert to 3990. If you're able to come back there, we can say 73 there. Over. Pretty sure that is your voice, but boy, it's really way down. It's not possible to copy at all. I'll go back to 3990. You're under no obligation to do so. but I'll go there and wait a while at least, and if you are there, that's fine. If not, we'll hook up over email. N2RJ QSY back to 3990 kilohertz. This is N2IRJ on 3990 kilohertz, lower single sideband, trying to hook up with W4ITG, Virgil 3, mobile. And believe it or not, Mark, I did hear you clear. It was oh so low and in the noise, but I actually heard you saying that you are coming back to this frequency. So I'm giving a little talk time for you to home in and get tuned up. Over. Oh, you mean up on 40? Oh, well, let me ask you, was there RF on my signal? Because other than that, there shouldn't have been any problem, but there could have been RF, and that's one of the demons I'm trying to chase, and I was hoping that Kevin would have helped me with that. Back to you. Oh, I do, and I'll be able to determine the legitimacy by playing back the recording. And I think that probably it wasn't true. Probably it might have been a territorial dispute. Some people up there can be like on 75 meters. They think they own certain frequencies. And I date back many, many decades. In fact, I'm 58 years old, and I go back in amateur radio to when I was a kid, so... Anyway, maybe I could lay claim to ownership of certain frequencies, but I don't. I really try to be a conscientious operator. That's why I waited so long and looked up there first to make sure that nothing was in use. And I don't have any. I never heard the guy say that. And I just got a response from Kevin, and he's saying my problem is in the music folder. If you're listening, Kevin. I'll read this later and deal with it. Well, Mark, I guess say 7-3, and it's really been wonderful hooking up with you. And boy, you're really an efficient system on wheels there. You do better than what I do on a base station. Being able to
N2IRJ.
Email me to photographs like that, two photographs on the fly. Actually, I guess the traffic jam maybe in this case helped a little, but and then switching bands back and forth, you. You have frequency, agility, and alacrity, too, in that. So, anyway, let's stay hooked up, and I'll email you back. Actually, you do have my email now, and I guess I have yours, too. So, we'll talk when conditions are better. Usually in the evenings, when 75 forms, we could really have a nice QSO. But it depends upon where you are. I mean, if you're out in California... That might be another story, but although believe it or not, late enough at night I can easily work California 6 land. I get Washington State on AM, everything, you know, so, you know, it's possible, but it's probably pushing it with using the shortened antenna there that you have for 75. But if you're on the East Coast here, it's probably workable. I used to travel in my car down to Florida. And I'd participate in the LibertyNet 5 kilohertz above here, 3995. And with my antenna system, the 500 watts, I could effectively talk to the people at 10 o'clock at night from down in Georgia. Florida was hard. The other Florida stations, there were base stations, came in well up here, but I couldn't quite make it in the mobile. One time I hooked my mobile antenna to a streetlight pole in a motel. It was on like a Holiday Inn or something, and these metal light posts. Had no clue if it was RF ground or an auto, if it would float, and I hooked an alligator clip over, and it was unbelievable. I suddenly had an antenna that was 30 feet long at least, and boy, up in New Hampshire, the net controller WNWCR said, man, your signal just went from like an S5 up to like 20 over. I mean, it really was the antenna, and I was kicking it with that 500 watts of the power cube. And of course, I had to use an idle increase, you know, like maybe 2,000 RPM. I was really sucking the amps and putting out the power. It was great. Back to you, Mark, for tying the ribbons. Over. You really have it all with Kit. That's something I'm going to show my wife. She'll get a kick out of that. And just for experimenting sake, I kicked back my bass a little, which might make the intelligibility slightly more. And I'll do one more thing right now. Here goes. This is against my religion, but I'll do it anyway. I've now reduced it to 3,000 hertz of bandwidth. I was at 3,500 before, but for your particular radio, this might sound more easily understandable, although it'll start bordering on a little bit of sounding like a DXer. Not that bad. I certainly wouldn't want to crank it up and damage your ears, but I could if I so desired. This thing can actually do a DXer in terms of the abrasiveness and penetration, but I'm talking at 3.5 kilohertz now. I'm sorry, 3.0, and now I'll put it back to 3.5. It probably sounds a little more bassy, but then again, you might have a cutoff at 300 hertz there, and you really can't tell much difference. I'll let you comment on that, and incidentally, your audio is sounding perfect to me, which is unusual. Most people don't have good audio. It seems like you've worked out a lot of the engineering details already, but when the band is better, then I'll be able to help you more. Over. Oh, you are right. I really should sound better on this setting right now, 3,500. I was just saying that the narrower one is more penetrating, but it's not as good a fidelity. Someone's ringing on the phone. I guess I'll go, but I bid you and Kit 7-3, and I hope we get to chat up again. Have safe highway miles and health and happiness to you there, Mark. N2IRJ clearing off. 173 to you, and I clear with my automatic ID.
Into IRJ.
Clear.